This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paulie, we're back. Took a week off. Lots of things to talk about. Shit, man, I'm not sure I'm over that UCLA loss. I know it's so long ago. Brutal. Of course, we were together. We're together on some brutal beats, bro.
It's a hard one though because full strength. We would have taken Gonzaga, right?
With Jalen Clark, I mean, come on. And who else would
full strength? Oh,
yeah, and then what's his name was out too right before the tip too. Yeah,
and dude, that 11-minute stretch, I think, without scoring a basket, I mean, that just killed us. And we were losing every single defensive rebound. We were missing two of our top rebounders in the team.
Full strength, the fact that we took the lead with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, and they drew up the Villanova championship shot. Did you see that?
Oh, that was brutal. Only at Barney's, right?
The thing that worries me is I think this UCLA team is, you know, getting disbanded. This was their last year, I think, of that core group together.
Hawkins and what's his name are going to be gone? What's his name?
Campbell?
Mitchell? Campbell, sorry. Campbell going to be gone?
Well, he's a junior. Okay, he still has another year, but I don't know.
Run it back?
I personally think he should come back. I think he should come back. And they got guys.
Got guys. You got to stay healthy, and we would probably be – I mean, who knows how we would have done against UConn, which, hey, let's bring that up. Dude, okay, everyone's Final Four is pretty much – no one has it unless you – but, hey, you got UConn winning it all. So you got one of the three. I mean, one of the four, right? There you go. Hey, it's on record.
UConn winning it all.
Go back to our last episode. Paul has UConn winning it all, so
– and Texas screwed me. Texas, come on, how do you lose that game, Texas? You were up by how much?
They dropped that, like you said. Yeah, I mean
we said going into this tournament that this was completely up for grabs. We said of all the years, you didn't trust any of those number one seeds, right?
I never did, but then you always look, there's at least a number one or a two there, so you're just like, I'll take them because this is the first year without, right? And then props, dude. I can't believe SDSU or FAU is gonna be playing for a national championship, dude.
That's the best part. Tell me you've seen the guy who cashed out too early on the FAU bet.
How much did he make? Cash out? No, I haven't heard about this.
So he put $1,500 on FAU to win it all pre-tournament. They played their first game. I think they may have beaten Memphis, I think, in the first round. He cashed it out the very next day. He won $800. Right now, if he was holding onto that ticket, it's currently worth $196,000. And if he had cashed it out right now, with the Final Four still left to be played, the cash out value would have been, I think, $65,000 or $66,000.
So he looked like a genius with that first bet, and now he looks like a total idiot. You got to let it ride. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw something crazy too. If you had successfully predicted these Final Four, and you parlayed them together and picked this Final Four, I think $100 bet was worth like 8.something million.
No one could say they had it. All we know is that Paul has UConn all the way, and they're still alive. So that's
I'm the only one alive in our bracket, in the tattoo bracket. I'm the only one still alive.
Obviously, if you win, we can't. We already said the winners. I guess who's gonna win?
We did.
Slick is going to win, dude.
Rick is it Slick or Antap? Antap's right up there, too.
Oh, he's right up there, too? Yeah. Okay.
But I think he's done. I think Slick might – I think you're right. It might be Slick.
He's ready for the Amazon. But it's just crazy how these teams – dude, the first round, all these teams could have been out. Besides UConn. Remember they were down by – to boy Patino half, but then – yeah.
They came back. UConn – they are superior rebounding. They are superior getting it down low into the paint. I think they're going to win it all.
Yeah, so
I would love to see SDSU.
Let's do your predictions now. Easier now with four teams left. Obviously, SDSU, you want to root local. And, I mean, before pre-tourney, they're just like their defense is going to get them there. They didn't think they have enough offense. But their offense is what's really gotten – obviously, we already know they play good D, but they've been making huge buckets in the second half. So – I want to root for locally, but I think I'm loving this FAU team, man. I mean, I think they win.
The FAU Kool-Aid?
I don't know. I want SDSU, but I just, as far as we're just giving a prediction, I think FAU is going to win that. And how do you go against UConn right now, right? So I got FAU, UConn, UConn over FAU. What do you got? UConn.
I'm riding UConn, and I got them playing SDSU. I think defense wins games. I think defense is going to get in there. But could you imagine an all Florida final? Miami of all teams versus FAU.
No, we don't want that. We do not want that. We want San Diego State and UConn because it's a win. Hey, you got, if UConn wins, you, Paul called.
But here's the thing:
SDSU wins. That's awesome. Man.
We also know that stat that the national championship has not been won by a team like further west than Baylor since 1997. I think it is.
Holy shit.
It's been like over 20 years since a team further west than Baylor has won the national championship. So, I mean, we kind of got to root for SDSU, right?
Yeah. No, I'm rooting for them all the way. I just think if you go into prediction, but go SDSU for sure. And, I mean, what did you think of the tournament overall?
You know what? I liked it. We said it from the beginning, and I'll bring it up again. We said that this tournament was wide open. Anybody could take this tournament. Anybody could take each one of those regions. And we were correct.
Yeah.
You had to fade chalk in this tournament.
I wish there was a little more buzzer beaters, but whatever. But it was, hey, we got the upsets. We got some crazy first round bad beats. Oh, man,
and I
crazy.
Think that's the problem. Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of like negative chatter about this tournament because I guess typical.
Oh, they want the blue bloods and all that. Yeah,
do
all,
good.
Yeah.
Kansas got bounced. UCLA, Duke. Like people are complaining about it's that, just, but you know
they're
what?
Gonna. But then if it was the other way, they would complain about. It's, everyone
it makes
always
them more interesting. Throw a Miami in there. Do you throw a SDSU in there?
I agree. And then what else is there? Oh yeah, just yeah.
How's your women's bracket looking?
Women's bracket, just take that what's her name from Iowa all the way to what's her name?
Oh, that chick's badass.
Yeah, so hopefully she wins. But
wait, is Miami still
South Carolina, right?
Is Miami still in? I don't even know.
No,
they still
lost
in those
LSU.
Twins.
I know those twins when they lost.
Those Cavender twins.
I think it's gonna be South Carolina against that what's her name, Caitlin Trick. She's like Steph Curry out there.
It's Iowa.
Yeah.
She leads the NCAA in like triple doubles or something.
She like 40 last game. Unbelievable. And then who'd you have in the NIT?
Wisconsin was going tonight, weren't they? Wisconsin lost like what to North Texas, I think.
Dude, that can't happen.
Big Green?
Oh shit.
NIT. You know, at one point back in the day, the NIT was actually a bigger, more important tournament than the NCAA tournament.
What changed?
It's a good question. But that used to be the thing. The NIT tournament was like the thing. We've been lucky. We've grown up with the NCAA tournament our whole entire lives. Yeah. But, you know, ask some of the old timers. The NIT.
I do like the only thing I like about the NIT is that when you're at home, you play home court, right? The higher seeds.
Correct.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's why I said it's a much smaller tournament. It's not 64 teams.
Oh, yeah, of course. So you can't just keep traveling. But I do like that they're at home. I don't know, but I'm just – since we're a local pod, UCLA just – I mean, yeah, like you said – they weren't fully healthy, but no one's always fully healthy. It's just a tough way to go out, especially against the Zags, you know, because they were the better team.
The one thing I have to say that kind of bothers me is another terrible showing for the Pac-12.
I know.
Arizona, USC.
Arizona,
I mean,
first round exits, and then UCLA just
ASU. Yeah. Bad showing for the Pac-12 all around, I think, again.
Good, but now they're all going to be in the – well, who's going to be in the Big Ten?
SC and UCLA.
When's that start?
Next year.
Jesus. Well,
next year.
That's gonna
get ready to wake up at 9 a.m. to watch UCLA go play in New Jersey against Rutgers.
Oh gosh. I do like those 9 a.m. starts though, but that's gonna be weird. All right. Well, let's go UConn. Go SDSU too. That's cool.
That's a win-win for me. If it's a UConn
win-win
versus SDSU, I'll take it.
There you go. That's right. So we're as a pod, we're rooting for that. I just think FAU might be SDSU, but we'll see. I've been wrong.
I
whole
want
tourney,
FAU
so
to win it now, just so that guy just hates his life for throwing away that ticket.
All right. Well, what sports are we gonna do next? I mean, well, when? Okay, so let's go to Kings, bro. They're hot. What a point in 12
on
games.
Fuego.
On fire.
They are melting that ice.
We still can't catch
ice.
Vegas because Vegas has won, what, like 8 in a row?
If that's the thing. Vegas refuses to lose, too. And damn it, if we didn't call it on this podcast, quick.
Quick. And quick, you know, we're playing them next week.
Kill us in Vegas.
Oh gosh, can we get a line for that now? Quick ain't losing that game.
Here's the thing, dude. We have to. This is how I feel confident. We need to get the number one seed. I do not want to face Edmonton again in the first round.
We're basically locked to play. If we don't catch the Vegas, we're playing Oilers, huh? I don't know. I know revenge and all that, but you do not want to play Oilers first.
Did you see last night? Edmonton's playing a back to back. They played last night and they have a back to back. They're playing Vegas again tonight. Yeah. By the time this pod comes out, that game will have been played. But they got three fucking guys that were all sitting on 299 goals. Do you realize that they have three guys that all had 299 goals that were all trying to get their 300th last night? One of the dudes got it. I forget which one it was, but it wasn't McDavid, but he's probably going to get it tonight against Vegas.
They're going to have Draisaitl and what, Kane. It's not fair. McDavid's Draisaitl on a whole other level. It's not even those two together. It's just, that's what I'm saying. You do not want to see them first round after an amazing year like this, and you got to play them first round. I don't care about the revenge and all that. Okay, but then going back to the quick thing, I still like our trade. Dude, Korpisalo is going to be for us. Huge. And then what's his name? I already forget his name, but he's been good too. But you know what I mean? It's just
Fiala's got to get healthy.
Fiala's got to get healthy. Who's out now? Velarde, that's scary. We need him.
Velarde too, yep.
Yeah. Velarde, he's out for a couple games. We just got to be healthy at the right time. There's no major injuries the last, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, I think they're down to, after tonight, they'll be down to 8 games left for the season.
Crucial games
tonight
coming up, because we can still lock up that division, man. But, dude, if Vegas doesn't lose, how are we supposed to? We need Edmonton to win this, right, tonight?
That's why we said last game, we said the worst case scenario is Edmonton and Vegas go to overtime. And, of course, it fucking goes to overtime. So we need Edmonton to win this tonight. We need to do our job and beat Calgary tonight, which I think we're chasing 2-1 as of live update right now.
Because I was scared about this game because didn't we just beat them like 6-1? Now we're going in Calgary. I'm sure they're going to be.
And that's the problem with our division, man. Our division already has a bunch of rivals in it. But now throw in our ex-goalkeeper now is still in the division. Our ex-coach is in the division still. And we're playing against these Edmonton fucks that just are averaging he's averaging 3 points a game right now.
Yeah, what is he? Well, he's on track to
break the goal score. I think only two other people have ever done it, and he's on track to beat both of them for the 150 points or the average 3 points a game.
Yeah, for the entire season. And we're okay with playing the first round. That's what I'm saying. Division, definitely not. Dude, is the only way. We're not okay with.
We have to win. I want the number one seed.
Especially
with going back,
especially how our defense is still so inconsistent. I mean, look at the other night, 5-1, and we almost blow that game. Imagine against Draisaitl and McDavid, dude.
Yeah, those kids don't make mistakes. That's the thing about Edmonton; they don't make mistakes.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting.
We're sound negative, but as far as the Kings are, you know, we've been talking about on the pod. Are they elite to you? It's been a good question. Are they elite or just getting the right? They're close.
I think they have to. You know, the other stat that I heard that I love. Did you know the Kings are now the second best in all the NHL on the power play, on the offensive power play? They're the second best in all the NHL right now. That's a huge stat going in.
And I think they got five guys that have scored 20 goals. And all four of our lines are unbelievable. Right? So that's all
good. And our defensemen are scoring goals. Doughty had one the other night.
That's another thing. Your boy Doughty's hot right now, dude. So he said he's finally feeling like full. I mean, last year was a wrist, right? Now he must be feeling healthy.
Yep. We got guys. And last year, you figure how bad our defense was last year, and we didn't even have him in the playoffs.
And we so do. We took Edmonton to.
Has gotten better.
And we took him to seven games.
I don't want to play Edmonton.
So that's basically all the Kings. We still want to see Edmonton, all right? And get the first place and pucks on that.
Yeah. I want to play a wild card team in the first round.
Have to, who's Nashville or Seattle?
Right. I don't know who's that. It's in the running right now. I think Dallas is in there.
Okay.
Colorado still hasn't locked anything up. Colorado is up there. I think don't they have tell the me two seed right
okay,
now.
Okay.
It's a little tight up there in the.
That's another team that scares me. Central. Colorado's getting hot at the same time. Yeah.
Is very true. They are getting very hot at the right time.
I can't wait for the playoffs. Can't wait.
Love playoffs. Can't wait. Right now, basically the wild card teams would be, if the season ended today, we would be looking at Winnipeg.
Well, that's what we want to see. We want to see Winnipeg, right?
Winnipeg and Seattle is what we'd be looking at.
But then again, no one, nothing's a shoo-in. We just don't want to see Edmonton. Let's see them.
Yeah, the overall number one seed is still up for grabs, because right now you got Vegas at 98, you got us at 96, you got Minnesota at 95. It's all completely up for grabs.
Well, that's why hockey is the best, because look how the year Boston had, but they could still easily lose first round. That's how amazing hockey playoffs are. Remember last, what was it, 2 years ago when Tampa lost to Florida first round? They had they had the best season of ever, you know. So you never know.
Well, you said it. I mean, Boston was a steal right now. If you can get those odds, what was it?
Oh no, Drew plus said what, like plus 370. Still, even with hockey though, it doesn't seem that great at all.
Nothing's a guarantee. Nothing's a guarantee. No. Here's the thing, dude. You want to know how hot the Kings are right now? Yes, in our last 10, we're 8-0-2. We haven't dropped a point in that whole entire time. But here's the crazy thing. Do you remember, it was just like a month ago, we were talking about our goal differential. We were in the negative, and then we got to like +1, +2. We're +22. We've made leaps and bounds in the last couple of months.
That's huge. Caught the right time.
Come on, big time.
Let's go, man. All right. Go Kings.
On to tennis.
Go on to tennis. Yeah. Lake show. I mean,
Lakers. We gotta talk.
I mean, a lot of. Did you see who's this LeBron James of foot doctors, dude? Have you met
too
him?
Small, dude. Too small.
Hey, Beverly. That's what I'm saying. He's a guy that you love to have in your team, just because shit like that. And then you see my other team, you hate that guy. But that shit was pretty funny, though. I did like
too small.
Too small. That was pretty funny. Here's the thing. Well, I'm not. No, we're not going to LeBron. Hey, right here. But just like, first of all, what I'm hearing is that no one knew he was going to play. And then if he's going to play, why put him off the bench to ruin the whole rhythm? These are must-win games. Like, what are we doing?
Well, this is what we did say. We do need him just to come back for some minimal minutes.
I agree, but why off the bench? He still did the chalk thing. Dude, off the bench? You saw that?
God. That drives me a little nuts.
This is the thing that we're talking about when it comes to just, okay, so Sunday, what are we doing here? Only 8 total shot attempts for AD.
I knew you were going to bring this up because Gerald has just been chirping the whole entire time in the group chat. I knew this was going to come up, and I have my defense on this. I'm not worried.
We still got guys. I do like our team. I know.
Because the schedule favors us down the stretch right now. I'm not worried because I actually still think, call me crazy, maybe I've been listening to Stephen A. Smith a little bit too much in the mornings, I still think we're going to get the 6th seed. The Warriors are starting to flop. The Warriors are starting to start. The wheels are starting to come off that. Dallas, Gerald. We need to get Gerald on the podcast talk a whole entire episode about Dallas.
Kyrie made Luka hate basketball now.
Kyrie can make anybody hate the world.
That's true.
Kyrie can make any teammate hate his life.
Here's the thing. Like we've been saying, I know there's not much. Just get us in with our full, with this squad. We could be anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Dude, look at it. You're not afraid. Who are you afraid of in the West? I mean, the Memphis, you've been
the
saying.
The Suns
Denver,
Durant healthy.
Okay. But I mean, think about all these. We could beat the Mavs, dude. And then who's these other playing that we're trying to be like, dude? Blazers aren't – Jazz are kind of – I don't know.
Blazers are done. Portland is done. I think Jazz are done. I think really right now if anybody gets in, it's going to be the battle between Dallas, OKC.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
the last
spot's going to go to one of those two teams.
West is wide open. Obviously with the healthy –
With a healthy Durant, the Suns look scary. With Ja not pulling up guns in the strip club, Memphis looks scary.
Yeah, he's back. Clippers. Well, now George was out for what, a month? Or
Clippers are frauds, dude. The Clippers will choke. The Clippers are cursed.
Clippers
you know
are
that. I'm not,
they're
I
like
the
Mets. I know.
Clippers.
I'm not worried about the Clippers. Anyway, just we like. I like the squad. AD needs more looks.
I mean, we're not scared of the Kings, right? We own
no,
the Kings.
Hell no! Congrats to the Kings, by the way. That's awesome. But
good turnaround.
We're not scared. Good of the job. Kings. Come on. So what's going forward? That tomorrow's a huge game at Bulls, dude. They just kicked our ass.
We cannot lose that game, right? We cannot lose. That's a must win game, in my opinion.
Must win game, dude. Especially LeBron. Hopefully he's starting, right? So is he gonna be on restricted limit, or what's the deal?
I think he's still gonna be restricted. I think we need to get a lead. I think we need to build the lead. We need to get the momentum. Move the ball around. AD paint, motherfucker. Paint, paint, motherfucker. To quote Gerald, paint, motherfucker. Like, just get in the paint. Stop trying to take these jump shots at the top of the key.
Can't be taking 8 shots. I need more consistency from Beasley, man. We're going to trade for you, man. You can start hitting the open shots. You have open shots all day. Reeves, you're a dog. We love you. Vanderbilt. I mean, we got guys.
Paint. I can't agree with Gerald more. Paint. Go to the rim. Get down low to AD, get hacked, go to the line. That is the perfect formula right there.
So we're at Bulls. That could go either way. I know that's a must win, but dude, they're favored. But I think it's a must win. Then at T-Wolves, who are hot, that's another. I mean, every game's a must win going. And then we're at Rockets. So you think we're fine.
The Rockets game, if we lose the Rockets game, call it the season. I think that's the season right there. If we lose to the Rockets, I'm saying throw in the towel.
But then we end with Jazz twice, and that's the team chasing us. So I hope you're right. Exactly. No, 16, we could still get the 6. That would be amazing.
And what do we always say whenever we play the Clippers? The Clippers step up, and we have that Suns game mixed in there between the Clippers game and the
back.
Suns game.
Is Durant already back?
Sandwiched. Yes.
He is? Okay, so he'll be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just get in. That's all I can say. The West is wide open. And
get in, but I'd rather come in as the 6. Paint, motherfucker. Paint.
Stop, we gotta get Gerald. Stop. We gotta get Gerald on with like 3 games to go, right? Or at least when the season's over. Preview.
Yeah, stop getting the ball at the top of the key, man. That's not the game plan. That's not the it's frustrating. It's frustrating when we drop games like that to the Bulls. Dude, the Bulls ran us out of the state, out of the freaking arena.
I know. And then we got a home game. We got to beat the Bulls. And now we go in Chicago. Yeah, tomorrow's huge game. Huge game.
We'll step up. I actually, you know what? What's the line on that game?
It is.
You have a line on that?
I do have a line.
I see. Wednesday.
Lakers -1.5.
Oh, Lakers are favorite? Okay. I'll hammer the Lakers on that. I know I love the home dogs. I don't think the Lakers lose that game. I'm saying it right now. No, Lakers
especially
do not lose
after
that game.
Now, if they would have killed Bulls on Sunday, then you maybe take the Bulls tomorrow. But now that it's all reversed,
correct.
And now LeBron with the whole Beverly doing that too, I'm talking shit. Yeah, I like the Lakers for sure.
Lakers win that game.
And right over AD points, probably, because, dude, only 8 attempts last game. Dude, you know he's going to be – he's scoring 30 plus tomorrow.
If he listens to Gerald.
What? Yeah.
If he listens to Gerald.
All right. It's time. Hey, guess what's here, man? Guess what's here right here.
It's time for Dodger baseball. Right here, baby.
Are we – I mean, I've been seeing – how excited are we for this year after that – the travesty we witnessed in October? Are we still over
I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah.
It's hard to get up on it right now. It's hard to get up.
It is.
I did read on the ranking every single team in order. They currently have the Dodgers ranked 5th, which I think actually a little bit fair.
Was that the 5th headline on the ESPN news feed? You know what number one
it was,
is.
It was up there. Oh, we know what number one is.
yeah, we know.
But
I think
that's actually been a little bit fair on giving them the number 5 overall ranking right now, because I just don't know what kind of product we're going to see on the field with the new guys that we have playing in positions that it worries me. The rotation,
we mentioned,
I have a little question marks about it.
There's no room for error. No room for error, bro. And we're expecting guys need to step up. Taylor Muncy, you guys were last year. It was fine that you guys weren't at your best. Mm-hmm. Because our offense carried it with Trey, Mookie, but this year there's no excuses, right? With those two.
I will say this though, because we have talked about not maybe not having the highest of expectations for the Dodgers. No, I kind of
like
season.
It this year. I've been talking with most friends.
I love it too.
I do like it too. I agree.
Because I'll tell you right now, who is all the pressure on? Padres, all the pressure is on the Padres and the Mets. But Cohen went and spent
all the people that spend
billion
money.
Dollars. Yep. The pressure's on you, Cohen. Hype. And look at the Padres. You got those four guys in the middle of the lineup now. Bogarts, Tatis, Machado, Soto. All the pressure on the Padres.
I agree. With us, we're like, we're going to go with our core, our young guys, and step up. Lux, obviously getting hurt did not help. But if we get guys like Outman and freaking Vargas to step up and be mm-hmm. – I mean, we did this back into like in the early – like the mid – like 2018, 2019, we had guys within our system step up, the Bellingers, the – whoever. So maybe Outman and Vargas will be those guys, right?
They will. I think they can, but I'll tell you right now where this
– asking a lot.
I'll tell you where this season is going to be won and lost right now. This season is going to be won and lost with Muncy and Taylor.
Yes, I agree. But Taylor's only going to be – so he'll – what's it going to – it's going to be switching off, right? So Outman will be against righties, right? Taylor will come in against lefties. Mm-hmm. Our outfield's going to be, besides Mookie out and right and sometimes play second, it's going to be always changing, huh? Just based on matchups with Trace.
I think so, and I think, don't forget, we have JD. JD's going to have to play a key role. I think he's going to have to play a huge role. For
mainly
us,
DH, right? But he's going to – dude, you got to put up JT numbers. We need it.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. There's so little room for error. If Muncy starts freaking tanking and not having the season like he did 2 years ago and he starts playing like last year.
I know, and then Taylor's like, striking out every time. I know.
We're in trouble.
I agree. We can't rely on Hayward and JD Martinez. These guys are old, man.
Our top three hitters in of the lineup – you know, we can't bat them five times a game every time.
Those three, where would you rank those three in the against the league with those top three hitters? Probably top, you got to say, what are you, top five?
Oh, I would say definitely top five. Yeah. Absolutely top five. I'm trying to think maybe like the Mets.
You got to say Angels, right? Even though they're going to be dog shit, but Angels, right? With the top three?
It depends. I'm surprised Rendon is still not hurt yet. I'm surprised he's still hasn't been hurt coming in.
I was shocked to see
give
him
it a week.
Out there.
Give
agree.
It a week.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, the Padres, look at the Padres. I mean, I have to say right now on paper, the Padres probably have the best offensive lineup. I mean, when you got a guy who can easily hit 300 and play three different positions in Cronenworth, and he's like your number seven or eight hitter.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean.
They're scary. I totally agree. They're scary, but dude, hey, have all that hype and pressure. We won 111 games. You guys could do that and see what happens in the playoffs, right?
Their pitching will implode. Everybody, I don't understand. I've said it numerous times. I don't understand why
Darvish.
People
you don't
so
yeah,
much
you talk,
hype on
Darvish.
I've never been a Darvish guy.
Nope.
Schwarber owns Darvish. If you watched the World WBC. Baseball Classic. But he's also owned him in other games, too, in the past. So I've never been a Darvish guy. I actually do think Musgrove will have a bounce-back year for the Padres. Yeah. But all the pressure's on them. We're great going into the season with no pressure.
And I like her. Okay, so, you know, then let's talk about – I know we've been talking about hitting. Let's talk about pitching a little bit. Gonsolin's, they're saying end of April, right? So Pepio, hey, your time to shine, Pepio. Let's go. I know you played –
and we were Pepio guys.
No, I know.
We were Pepio guys last season.
And then Hudson's back for the middle reliever. He's back end of April, too. So, you know who's on the roster that I don't – are we big for guys? He's in the bullpen for now until Hudson gets back. Big for
I mean, know. You know, here's the thing. MLB is not one in April, you know? If he's in the bullpen
season.
Right now until we get some guys healthy, I'm fine with it. At least he's got major league experience. I'm fine with it.
And then, Syndergaard, I know we don't base things off spring training and performances, but that's not the Syndergaard I want to see what I saw last night. You agree? What do we do?
I agree. Same thing with May, though. May did not have that great
spring
training.
But then
his
how much
last
do we
spring
take
training
out
game,
of
he
it?
Got shelled.
We don't take too much about it, right? But Syndergaard, the one I'm more worried about than May. May will be fine. And then, props to Julio.
A little nervous.
First start.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, well deserved. I don't
know. Well deserved. Just
be,
like
right?
Kershaw said, of course. Well deserved, man. That's amazing. We ain't losing that game, right? Thursday night with Julio on the mound. What's a -170
against Arizona? But you know what, though? I'm not going to lie.
They were the hottest team, right?
If there is a most improved team, it's Arizona this year.
Yeah, they were really good. And now we got
Arizona's
Peralta
got some guys.
Yeah, we got some guys. don't know. So do you, the pitching you think's fine, right?
The pitching's fine. I'm a little bit worried about the back end.
At least like, no Kimbrel this year, thank God. Fuck.
But that's the thing. You know what? If you think about like 3-4 years ago, our biggest complaint was the bullpen. We had no middle, and we had a shaky back end with Kenley kind of towards those tail end years of the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've taken a step backwards from last year. We're right back to where we were a couple of years ago. The middle and the tail end makes me a little sketch.
I mean, but as long as we got – and then I know they're saying we're going to switch closers, right? But I want Evan Phillips to be the full-time closer. But what are they saying? They're going to rotate?
Well, right now, if you look at the depth chart, the current depth chart right now has Gratterall listed as that.
Okay.
With Phillips being the next one.
Yeah.
In line. And so who knows? He might get the eighth.
Gratterall gets
the ninth.
I love that guy, but he scares them.
He does scare me because the problem is I think hitters pick up on him because I think his fastball is very, very fast, but it's right down the damn middle. He kind of reminds me a little bit of a Chapman. Yeah, he can throw heat, but that heat, you know exactly where it's going, right down the middle all the time.
Yep. And then what do you we got to talk about? What do you think of our boy Kershaw? How do you think he'll what are your reasonable, like your expectations, like your unbiased expectations for Kershaw?
Here's the thing. Last year, I think he completely overachieved. I think he caught us all off guard. I don't think anybody was expecting him to have the year that he had last year. If he can even just do part of that, I think it'll get us to where we want to get. If he can even – we don't need all those wins.
And, I know, you, like you said, a DL stint for sure. As long as it's early.
That's a given. That's fine. Let's just hope it happens when Gosselin's back.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't forget, I mean – if we're lucky, we can still pray to the baseball gods that Buehler maybe could throw an inning.
What they say, like if maybe post All-Star break, or were they saying playoffs?
If we're lucky.
Yeah. All right, but let's just at the end of okay. It's nice to not have. We're still pissed about last year, of course. Every Dodger fan is, but hey, now you got to bounce back. New year, we don't have huge expectations, but that's a good thing. But I'm kind of excited because. It's nice not to have all the pressure on you and expect to win the ship, right?
Yep.
But there's still – Dave Roberts still in the hot seat. I don't care just because we don't have huge expectations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Outman, Peralta, Rojas, Muncy, Taylor, JD, you guys
– no room for error.
Group right there.
That's the group. Hey, Hayward, be the Braves, Hayward. Actually, no. Hayward. He's better on the Cubs. Oh, he has a ring, huh?
I think he was better on the Braves.
That's true. Well, he had more hype on the Braves.
Before he took the fastball to the face.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Those were the days.
They called him the next Griffey, though. It sucks for him. Like, oh, this is the next Griffey. That's right not now, fair.
If you look at the depth chart, Hayward's pretty far down on the depth chart.
You're
right. I mean,
I agree.
Taylor's ahead of him. Trace Thompson's ahead of him. So, Peralta.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah, they're all ahead of him.
We'll be talking a lot of Dodgers going forward. Go Dodgers.
Season starts Thursday. We are in countdown.
Guys. Which is a weird, a night game, huh?
It's the first time in a while.
I don't know if I like that.
First time in a long time.
Do you like that?
It's kind of weird. I mean, hey, whatever. If we win, I don't care.
It's true.
If we win, I don't care.
How many games do you think we'll win this year? And are we going to be a wild card or do you think we'll win the division? Unbiased opinion.
You know what? Of all the years to say this, I will say this right now. I think we can win the division because I think the Padres will still implode somehow. The Padres will still implode. They still got mental cases like Manny Machado on that team.
And
they still have Tatis
sure they
coming
like
back,
Tatis
who's
either.
An odd guy. Yeah. I think Bogaerts is way overpaid.
We did talk about that, God. That's way over, I agree. That's
way overpaid.
Of...
I think the Padres will find a way to lose it. Just like the Mets did last year.
We're not worried about the Giants or Rockies, but dude, you're right. Diamondbacks are kind of scary going at the end of the year.
Giants will be decent. I'm not worried about the Rockies. Chris Bryant on the Rockies. I'm not worried about the Rockies whatsoever. I think the Giants will be decent. I don't think they're going to make a run for the division. Arizona is going to be the most improved, and Arizona could play spoiler. Arizona could pick off a few games here and there against, you know, all the teams in that division and play spoiler. But I think it's the Dodgers, Padres who run.
And then who are you? I know it's a long season. We'll be talking it all year, but who are you scared of? Mets will Met. Obviously, the Phillies are going to be tough, right?
I'm going to say it right now. I said it last year. I said it the year before. I'm going to say it again this year. I'm still scared of the Braves.
Yep.
I'm still scared of the Braves. I think the Braves just they seem to make these perfect moves, and they get better every single time. The Braves are still going to be there at the end, people. Don't count the Braves out ever.
Especially now, I feel like a lot of people aren't talking about Braves and Dodgers, which the last couple of years, that's all they talked about, and everyone's talking about Mets and Padres. Good. Let them talk about those teams. Yeah, that's good.
I can tell you who you don't have to talk about. You don't have to talk about anybody in the Central. the Central. You want to talk about
your boy? With Yelich. Brewers and your boy Yelich. But what do you think? How's your boy Bellinger going to do this year, dude?
Everybody's talking about him having possibly a rebound MVP type year. If anything, he might hit a few more dingers because he's in Wrigley now. It's a shorter porch. He's still going to be swinging out of his shoes. He's still going to have a ton of strikeouts.
Him. I know. We're going to be like, and then I know we'll see. Or he could hit
completely fine without him.
Or he'll hit 40 bombs. We'll be like, what the hell? Edgar will say this, chime though. In. Edgar enters the chat.
What I would love to see, though, is I want to find – actually, I might have to look it up right now. Find the odds to win MVP. Because I would love to see –
this is going
to
be episode 104. Give your MVP. Don't say Ohtani. That's not no. Fun.
I'm going Corey Seager.
Oh, shit. Oh, dude, yeah. No one's talking about – I mean, they are talking about it. They got Bochy. They got a Seager.
I'm going Corey Seager. DeGrom.
Oh, jeez. Shit, Texas. But, dude – actually,
no, those, I mean, they're still missing. They're still missing so many pieces.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he could have a insane year.
Especially in that ballpark, you're right.
Oh, they also picked up Marcus Semien.
Okay. Damn, I miss Seager. Damn. Fuck.
We could use them right now
with no shorts, though.
Definitely. But watch. Sprinkle a little on his future to win the MVP of the AL. A
little sprinkle. All right, so to recap it all, UConn to win it all, but if SDSU wins, that's fine too. It's a win-win. Kings, keep getting those points. You got it. Do not want to see Edmonton. What are we doing here?
Kings got to stay hot.
Got to win.
Figure it out, Lakers. Lakers, paint, motherfuckers.
Which we said a couple weeks ago, every game is a must-win, so let's not lose the game so that we shouldn't be losing.
And paint, then Dodgers.
Yeah, and Dodgers, I mean, let's have another hell of a year. Julio ain't losing on Thursday, I'll tell you that.
And I was like, Julio, hey, big ups for another Dodger season. This is technically our third Dodger season on the podcast.
It is. We ride or die with them all day.
Figure it out, Roberts.
You're in the hot seat. Bro. Figure it out. All right, bro.
All right, man. All right, later.